Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Well, good morning and happy Halloween out there to all those listeners out there. It is the Pro Football Chase Podcast as we get ready for week 9 of the NFL season. It's Isaac Sines with you alongside my co-host, former NFL safety J.J. Wilcoxon. Folks, it's been a few weeks since we've been on the podcast. Thanks to me being out of town, J.J.'s been out of town. And so finally we're able to hammer down a time this week. We didn't want to let another week of NFL football go by without a Pro Football Chase podcast. So I appreciate your patience for waiting. I got some messages asking when we were going to return. Well, we have finally returned to the mics. We're really excited about breaking down the developments. JJ, it is also NFL trade deadline day, 4 p.m. Eastern time. So there's a lot of moving parts. Montez Sweat already got traded to the Bears, and Chase Young is now available. We saw Leonard Williams get traded to the Seahawks yesterday. So a lot going on in the NFL, an exciting time, man. But before we get into the matchups and all these other storylines, how are you doing?
Isaac, man, I'm doing good. Like I said, I don't know what to do with my life these last few weeks, but I thank you for bringing me back on, man. And it's been well, just been grinding myself out here, moving around in these Western Coast Pacific times and whatnot. But all is good, man. How about you?
Everything's going well, man. Can't complain. Been busy, been traveling to the DFW area and back, but finally locked in here, back at home, ready to record, and so it's a blessing to be here. And with that being said, JJ, without further ado, let's get into these week 9 matchups. We know week 8 came and gone. We're already beyond the halfway mark of the NFL season. It's crazy how fast this year is flying by, but Week 9, we have some byes. The Denver Broncos, Detroit Lions, who took care of business last night. San Francisco 49ers, they've lost 3 straight. And the Jacksonville Jaguars are all going to have a nice week off. And so that leaves us with our very first matchup of Week 9 starting on Thursday, November 2nd. The Tennessee Titans, 3-4, taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers, 4-3, 8:20 p.m. Eastern Time, Amazon Prime. Now, JJ, Will Levis looked pretty darn impressive in his NFL debut, shredding that Falcons defense, 4 touchdowns, and most importantly, connecting with DeAndre Hopkins, and Derrick Henry got over 100 yards, and the Pittsburgh Steelers, on the other end of the spectrum, put up a stinker. Their quarterback, Kenny Pickett, got hurt. Mitchell Trubisky had to replace him, and it looks like there's a strong possibility that Trubisky will indeed start on Thursday due to the short turnaround. But JJ, when you look at both of these teams and where they're at right now, who do you like here on Thursday?
It's a good problem to have right now. I like what Tennessee did last week against my Falcons. Levis came in, he stepped into a crucial role and did last minute on the last minute call, and he responded. You know, they got the passing game going well. Derrick Henry's, it still is kind of complimentary, doing the things. You can never just overlook him as well. But my Steelers as well too. They played defensively pretty well against Jacksonville, even though they fell short. So I like Tennessee Titans here, man. I think they got a new boost of energy with the quarterback situation. I think DeAndre Hopkins rolling now. Now he's getting back into his groove as well, too. So give me Tennessee to take care of business in Steelertown.
Really on the fence about this one, JJ. I want to go with Tennessee because Will Levis showed immense promise, and it looks like Tannehill is indeed going to be ruled out again. But something about the Steelers this season, whenever they put up a bad performance, they have bounced back the following week. And they're going to be back at home. You know that stadium's going to be rocking on primetime. This is a team that knows there needs to be some urgency and desperation because the Baltimore Ravens and the Cincinnati Bengals have now woken up. So they have to win in order to stay within distance at the top of that division. Mike Tomlin, we know, is a great head coach, a good motivator. So even if Kenny Pickett is indeed ruled out with that rib issue, if it's Mitchell Trubisky, I think that Pittsburgh defense is going to be ready to rise to the occasion, JJ. I think this is a low-scoring game. So give me the Steelers here, 2017. Boswell is going to be big in this matchup for the Steelers as they surprise some people and they fluster Will Levis a little bit. The rookie quarterback, show him some looks that he's not used to. Patrick Peterson, the veteran, look for him to maybe bait him into an interception. But give me the Steelers, even though they're going to be down. They're all pro safety. Minka Fitzpatrick, due to injury, should be a good one. A tough physical game in the trenches. Now, Sunday, JJ, we open up Sunday slate with a game in Frankfurt, Germany. Now, this is a marquee matchup. It's kind of a shame that it's going to be at 9:30 a.m. Eastern time for us here in the States. It's the Miami Dolphins, 6-2, taking on the Kansas City Chiefs, who are 6-2 as well. The Chiefs lost to the Denver Broncos for the first time in several years. The Dolphins, meanwhile, handled the Patriots by a couple of touchdowns. So this matchup is very intriguing for many reasons, JJ, because these two teams are in play for the number one seed in the AFC. And so Tua Tagovailoa's look good. Mahomes, we know he was sick, but regardless, his receivers dropped plenty of passes on Sunday. There is some concern there. And so do you think that Kansas City is going to be able to put those woes behind them and bounce back in a big way on Sunday? Are you riding with the Dolphins here?
Oh, man, this is a tough one because it's hard to go against Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes, man. Those two guys have been doing it on the high level for a very long time. But I think outside of those two, man, they're on the offense, their woes are going to continue. They have to find another receiver that can help and take some load off of Travis Kelce. The run game has kind of been inconsistent. They do have my alumni, Jerry McKinnon, and I'm excited for him and what he can do. But the Dolphins right now, with Jalen Ramsey being back on the field, takes off a lot of different pressure for that defense and do a lot of different things that can draw up. So I like the Dolphins here, man, to take care of business overseas.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. As much as I've been leaning toward the Dolphins here, I think Kansas City and Andy Reid and Mahomes, they always find a way to counter after a type of performance like this, because the Chiefs are accustomed to putting out at least one of these bad performances every season, and they're able to come back and put a win in the column. And so I think they do that here on Sunday, 31-27. And then they're going to have to get that run game going with Isaiah Pacheco and Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So I like the Chiefs here in a high-scoring game. They're able to get it done. Should be a barn burner. Looking forward to that one. So all of you, just remember it is a morning game because it is in Germany. So make sure you set those alarm clocks for what should be a thriller. Now, to the noon slate, JJ, Minnesota Vikings, Atlanta Falcons, both of these teams are 4-4. And just brutal news for Kirk Cousins, torn Achilles, he's out for the season. Now the Vikings look like, unless they pull out a trade for a veteran quarterback today, Jaren Hall, the rookie quarterback, sixth-round pick out of BYU, is their likely starter going on the road to Atlanta to take on a Falcons team that is coming off a loss. And we saw Taylor Heinicke. JJ, I've been calling for Taylor Heinicke for many weeks now. He was able to get in there and kind of gave that offense a lift. So I like the Falcons here. Bijan Robinson was able to get going, got his first rushing touchdown. Too much uncertainty around the Vikings quarterback situation despite them turning it on these last couple of games. Give me the Falcons, 23-16, JJ.
Yeah, I agree with you. The Falcons defense is really playing some good football despite of the mishaps that they had against Tennessee. I like what the Falcons can do offensively as well as with, the new energy underneath the center, as well as the defense that's playing some really good ball and get out to the pass rushing. And that Kirk Cousins instance, I'm sorry to hear that news as well. I'm praying for him for a speedy recovery. But give me the Falcons here to take care of business as well.
Arizona Cardinals 1-7 at the Cleveland Browns 4-3. Now, the Browns are still without Deshaun Watson. They shut him down again. His status is unclear. If Deshaun Watson is ruled out, it'll be P.J. Johnson or the rookie Dorian Thompson-Robinson against the Cardinals, who are likely to start Clayton Toon, a rookie out of Houston. So the Browns, they obviously are not content with the way the game went in Seattle on Sunday. I think that this defense is one of the best, has been number one in the NFL this season. They're licking their chops. They're going to get this team back in the win column, JJ. I think the Browns overwhelm Clayton Toon here at home in front of the dog pound, 27-17. Regardless of who is playing quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, look for them to go back to the ground game, get Kareem Hunt more touches. I like Cleveland here.
Yeah, I do too. I like the Cleveland Browns offensively, despite of the quarterback situation. They know their identity. Their identity is to run the ball. I think they'll get back to it. And hey, with the defensive MVP, top front runner, and Myles Garrett on the other side, you got all bets on your side as well too. So give me the Cleveland Browns and that good defense to take care of business against the Cardinals.
Rams 3-5 at the Packers 2-5. Rams coming off an absolute thrashing in Arlington. The Cowboys just whipped them from start to finish. The Packers, meanwhile, have also lost 4 consecutive games. JJ, things are not looking very good for LaFleur and company. But because of the injury to Matt Stafford, he has a thumb sprain on his right throwing hand, so he may not be cleared to play. If that's the case, they're going to have to go to Brett Rypien. And Green Bay, they're at home, Lambeau Field. You know that the fans are hungry for a win after this bad onslaught of performances. So I will take the Packers here. Jordan Love really hasn't had a whole lot of time to throw behind that makeshift offensive line. They need to get Aaron Jones more involved in the game plan. I think they're able to feed him and A.J. Dillon, and they do enough to scrap for a win, J.J., 24-16.
As much as I want to go with the Green Bay Packers, and I like the way Jordan Love has kind of played in the early on in a sense, we know it's going to be tough for him to come in on a new role and kind of fulfill a whole new season. It's going to take a season or two for him to get comfortable. I like the Rams right now, man. I know they took a big L against the Cowboys. Go shout out to Mike Dallas Cowboys.
Yes, sir.
And Aaron Donald in the middle, man. He's going to stop the run and cause some havoc. I think he's due for another breakout game. So give me the Rams here and Matt Stafford to take care of business in Green Bay.
Washington at the Patriots. Washington 3-5 in fire sale mode now. Just traded Montez Sweat. Probably going to trade Chase Young before today's deadline. The Patriots lost 31-17 to the Dolphins. 2-6, JJ. A Bill Belichick coach team, 2-6. And yes, we know they've been competitive in a lot of those losses, but still, it is pretty crazy to see the Patriots struggling this bad. And then they lost their number one wide receiver, Kendrick Bourne, to a torn ACL. Things aren't necessarily going well for either team. But with that being said, JJ, I like the Patriots at home. This is a team that has shown some resilience, a defense that is going to show up every Sunday. And while Sam Howell has been lighting it up through for over 300-400 yards against the Eagles on Sunday, New England is a tough place to go to in November with the bad weather. And you know Bill Belichick likes facing young quarterbacks. And so I think that defense shows up to play. Mac Jones is able to get it going on the ground. Ramondre Stevenson and Zeke Elliott as well. So close game here. Patriots by 2, 26-24.
Yeah, Belichick is back, man. He got a nice win against a good, tough team. AFC opponent, conference win as well, too. I like what he's doing. I think he's back against a Commanders team that's really not struggling. But like I say, they're in fire and sale. A lot of pieces moving, and it's going not going to be as solid as it usually was. So give me the Patriots here as well.
Bears, they are coming off another loss, 2-7. The Saints at 500, 4-4. They're starting to pick up the pieces on their offense. Derek Carr had a solid outing on Sunday. Alvin Kamara is back in rhythm. Tyson Bagent is going to be starting again for the Bears as head coach Matt Eberflus ruled out Justin Fields once again.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Already. So give me the Saints here in a big beatdown in New Orleans, 30-13. This is a game where the Saints can build some more confidence, build some more momentum offensively, and they're going to be too much. That defense will just swarm Bagent and will put pressure on him all afternoon long.
Yeah, I like the Saints here and Houdet Nation. I like what they've been doing. I think defensively, they're just a lot more stronger. I know the Bears are kind of figuring out their roles at the quarterback position, but I think it's still a lot going on with the Chicago's Bears. Give me the Saints here as well to take care of business.
Big matchup here with some implications for both of these teams, both in the AFC and the NFC. Seattle currently sitting atop the NFC West after winning on Sunday. San Francisco lost again, 5-2. Ravens coming off a sloppy, lackluster win, but it's still a win over the Cardinals, 6-2. And they're atop the AFC North, so this one is a big game by all accounts, JJ. I do expect that Ravens offense led by Todd Monken to wake up, and defensively, I like what I've seen from Baltimore, the pressure from Jadeveon Clowney, Owe off the edge, Marlon Humphrey's getting back into form. Give me the Ravens here. I think they're really going to pressure Geno Smith, even though he had that game-winning drive last week. What they've been able to accomplish with Gus Edwards on the ground and then Lamar Jackson getting it going to Zay Flowers. 24-21, JJ, I'm going with Ravens flock here.
Oh, man, I might have to rock with the 12 in Seattle. I like what Seattle has been doing with the young defensive player with Weatherspoon. Jamal Adams is getting back in his groove. Geno Smith is still doing what Geno Smith does, and that's not turning the ball over and to make consistency good plays, man. And I like what they're doing, like I said, defensively, front as well as the young DBs as well, too. Give me Seattle here to come up with an upset in Baltimore.
And that's a Seattle defense that will likely have Leonard Williams, who they just acquired via trade from the Giants, so they're beefing up that defensive front. Now on to the next matchup here, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Houston Texans, both teams sitting a game below 500, 3-4, JJ. And both of these teams, honestly, I feel like they're so even, man. Like, both of them, I can't really tell the difference. There's just like splitting hairs looking at the makeup of both of these rosters. Very strong on defense. Offensively, they have some limitations. Not the most crisp teams on that side of the ball, but this is a tough one. It can really go either way. But because I like my guy Baker Mayfield, I'm gonna take the Buccaneers. Despite them looking a little bit lethargic on primetime on Thursday, they still hung in with the Buffalo Bills on the road. And this is a team, Todd Bowles understands that there is immense pressure on him. And I think his team will respond. Lavonte David and Devin White need a big game. I think they're able to get that done against a Houston team that just dropped a game to an 0-6 Panthers team on the road. 23-17. The Bake Show, JJ, gets it done in Houston as he returns to his home state.
Yes, sir. I agree with you 100%. I like what the Bucs been doing. I know they're getting a little shaky, but I like what Todd Bowles can do defensively against a rookie quarterback. The Texans, I think they're just kind of finding their groove. They had it going for a while and, you know, kind of fell off a little bit. But like I said, it's a new team, new coach, new system. They're going to take some while to gel and get together. But I think the Bucs is a lot more and more impact. No, they got to go out here and get down for their head coach, Todd Bowles. So give me the Bucs.
Indianapolis 3-5 at the Carolina Panthers. Speaking of those Panthers, coming off their first victory of the season, Thomas Brown calling plays. That's special for him as Carolina and Bryce Young able to finally get a win. It was Frank Reich's first win as the Panthers head coach as well. They now host his former team, the Colts, JJ. And I'm going to go ahead and say Lee Corso's famous line, not so fast, everybody. Don't think Indy's got an easy win. I'm rolling with the Panthers to get their second consecutive win here at home. They have some mojo going. Defense, they've always been tough. We'll see what happens with Brian Burns if he hangs around beyond the trade deadline. But Bryce Young, he finally looked like the player that Carolina took out of Alabama on Sunday, making plays, using his feet to put some more pressure on the secondary. Adam Thielen has been a very good wide receiver and target for Bryce Young, averaging over 80, 90 yards per game. I like Carolina here, even though Minshew can air it out, but Carolina's defense may have something to say about that. 21-18, low-scoring game. Give me the Panthers here, JJ, to get win number two.
Yeah, all it takes is one, and I think Carolina kind of got a sniff of that, and I like what Bryce Young brings to the table, man. He's playing some really good football. He had a really good game, and I think he needed that confidence to step up, and I think they kind of know their identity now after a few games up their sleeve. So give me the Carolina to take care of business against the Colts.
Giants, Raiders. This one is going to be a slumber fest by all accounts. Both of these teams just really not in a good space right now. I mean, I don't know if you saw last night's game, JJ, the Raiders. It was pretty pathetic how they looked on the offensive side of the ball. Now, I do give that defense a lot of credit because they did show up and they kept that team in it against the Lions. But offensively, Jimmy Garoppolo just unable to generate any production. Much of the same for the Giants. We know that Daniel Jones was out, Tyrod Taylor got hurt, and they went with Tommy DeVito, and they lost that game in overtime to the Jets. So I'm not expecting a whole lot of offense between these two teams, JJ, but because the Vegas Raiders defense has actually shown me something with Max Crosby and still playing with the full motor, Marcus Peters, who had that pick six, I'm just going to go ahead and roll with the Raiders here. Give me them 20-16 over the Giants.
I'm going to take the Giants, man. Ooh. I think defensively they do some things. They do some things despite of them being in the NFC East. I like them to take care of business against the Raiders. The Raiders, man, they can't even get their quarterback to give the ball to the top receiver that they have. That's one of the top receivers still in this league. And just work. I'm not running the ball, not doing the things that they have the identity to do. So give me the Giants here to take care of the ball. I think it's going to come down to defense. Defense will make a nice play to win the game for them. Give me the Giants.
Now the big one that we're all looking forward to. It is 4:25 p.m. Eastern time on Fox. Dallas Cowboys. How about them Cowboys? 5-2.
Yes, sir.
Taking on the Philadelphia Eagles, JJ. 7-1, best record in the NFL through 8 weeks of the regular season. The Eagles, again, had another scare against the Commanders. They came back and won 38-31. Eagles defense has not looked good, JJ. That secondary looks like they're showing some glaring holes, even though they have Darius Slay, James Bradbury. They acquired Kevin Bayard from the Tennessee Titans last week. So this is the game, JJ, where it's a good measuring stick for the Dallas Cowboys because most of their wins, for the exception of the Chargers game, they've been blowouts. The two losses to the Niners, Cardinals was an atrocious loss as well. And so now, being at this point in the season on the road in Philadelphia, Dak Prescott has looked very sharp these last 2 weeks. The question is, JJ, can he respond to the big game on the road against the number one team in the NFL? Can he finally put a step forward in showing up in the big games? And that's really the question that I'm asking myself as they head to Philadelphia.
I agree with you. This is going to be a big test message. I think Dak has heard the noise. I think he's responded very, very professionally against the Rams and the way they took care of business outside of the bye week. And I'm excited to see him take another step forward and taking care of this end rival conference game. This is a big game, and I think this is going to tell a lot about our team, how we respond to the big game. So I'm excited for Dallas, and I like Dallas to take care of business here.
And JJ, I am right there with you, man. And I like the way the Dallas Cowboys have played, especially on defense. Deron Bland, another pick six, his third of the season. And you're seeing Micah Parsons had another sack, just continuously creating disruption there for the opposing offenses. But unfortunately, man, until Dallas can prove to me that they are built to win these types of games. And as much as it pains me, I know you did it earlier this season, and I gave you a lot of flack for it after Dallas won, so I'm hoping that's the case next week. But I'm going to have to go with the Philadelphia Eagles here, 31-23. Wow. What concerns me the most, JJ, and I know, man, I want to throw up right now because I'm going against my Cowboys, but the thing that concerns me is the Philadelphia offensive line is one of the best in the NFL. They have a very dominant ground game, very similar to the 49ers, smash-mouth football, and the Cowboys have had issues playing these types of games. And so until they can show me that they can stop the run and that they can win these dogfights against teams like the Eagles on the road, because at home it's not much of an issue for the Cowboys, but on the road in a colder environment, I'm going to have to go with the Eagles 31-23, as much as it it really makes me angry and bitter. JJ, I hope I'm wrong, man, but I unfortunately am going to have to go with the Eagles here.
Wow. I never thought I'd see the day that Isaac go with the Eagles. As much as I caught criticism for last time that you go with them, I'm pulling your Cowboy card this week. Come on, Dallas Cowboys. I got faith in you. Let's go.
Hey, JJ, look, man, I hope we're in a case next Tuesday where you can roast me to no end and give me a hard time like I gave you a hard time. So it's all about them Cowboys, man, but they have to prove it to me, man. They have to prove it to me. Prove me wrong, Dak. Prove me wrong. So we'll see what happens in that big game. But here we go. Sunday night, another big one, JJ. Buffalo 5-3. Cincinnati, they are on a win streak, 4-3. This is going to be a good one to end Sunday slate of games. Who do you like here, Cincy or Buffalo?
I like Cincy here. I like what they've been doing with Jamar Chase. He's doing some good things. And I like what they're doing on the winning streak. I think they're going to get it done here, so give me Cincinnati.
I like Cincinnati here too, 28-27. This is going to be a close game. Buffalo just has a lot of flaws right now. Offensively, Ken Dorsey, they haven't looked as fluid as they need to be. Their run game still needs to become more consistent. They do have success when Josh Allen is able to run the ball with his legs. So that I do like when they're able to get that phase of the game underway. But Cincinnati's a dangerous team right now. Went into San Francisco, just completely gushed and shredded that secondary. Joe Burrow looks like himself. He's finally fully healthy. So give me the Bengals here. I think they're able to win at home in front of that electric home crowd on Sunday Night Football. Now Monday to close out week number 9, the Los Angeles Chargers 3-4 coming off a win against the New York Jets, the J-E-T-S, Jets. Just continue to find a way to win. JJ, I know you got to go. So who is your game pick here?
This is a tough one here, man. I like what the Chargers can do with the run game with Eckler. I like what they're doing defensively with Sante Samuels on the outside. He can match up really good with the Jets. But I like what the Jets doing on defense, and I think the Chargers have kind of been inconsistent, up, down, every week to week. Give me the Jets here to take care of business in MetLife Stadium.
Same here. Give me the Jets, J-E-T-S, Jets, 23-20. I think they're able to win another close game. Defense carries the day, and that'll do it for Week 9, folks, in a rundown of all the matchups. Looking forward to another entertaining weekend of football as we move a little bit further into the season. It is time for November. But until then, JJ, appreciate it, man. I hope I'm wrong about them Cowboys. We will see you next Tuesday.
We will see, man. As you know, it's always a pleasure, man. Thank you and have a blessed one.
All right, same to you, brother. Take care.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.